This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's something for Columbus Day. NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government have a survey of nearly 800 immigrants on their lives. Among East Asian immigrants, China, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, many say it's actually easier than they'd expected to make it here. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports on two Chinese families in Georgia.
You can find a Chinese restaurant in just about any small town in America. Loganville, Georgia, about an hour east of Atlanta, is a community of about 15,000 people. This area used to be full of cotton farmers. Now it is booming with about 1,000 people moving here every year, including Tommy Tang.
I come here just any on my pocket, only $20.
Tommy took that $20, and with lots of hard work over 4 years, he was able to save $25,000. He was on the road to buying his first restaurant.
I opened the first restaurant in 1994.
To Tommy, this is the American dream, to work hard and to succeed in business, something he says the Chinese government would not allow him to do. Now, 14 years later, this is his third restaurant, Tommy Midori's. It's Pan-Asian cuisine, fine dining in the countryside. Why here? He says it's because everyone knows him.
I'm really happy. I really enjoy here.
Just as Tommy is talking about the people in the community, the mayor, the city council, and friends who support him, Nancy Elliott, an elementary school teacher, stops by to check on how he's doing with his English and to chat.
He still struggles some, but you can understand him now. At first you couldn't. You always see that smile. I mean, and then you just... Yeah, it's just always been like that.
You're talking about...
Always been the smile.
Sweet and sour flavor. It's a very good shrimp, chicken, beef.
Tommy even smiles as he cooks up a specialty for Elliot. His 14-year-old daughter, Susan, came here when she was 7 years old. She's wearing a red T-shirt with an American flag on the front. Her long hair is tied back in a ponytail. She says she doesn't remember much about living in China. She's in eighth grade now. Susan is steeped in American culture at school, except when her family celebrates a tradition that most Americans have heard about.
I guess most of them thinks it's neat to have Chinese New Year's because they want to know more about other cultures. Like, some people will be fascinated just by one little Chinese characters written on a piece of paper. All crowding around you just say, ooh, what's that? What's that?
Many sociologists say school is where the biggest part of the Americanization process takes place. In fact, our poll shows that while immigrants and non-immigrants often differ, immigrants who come to the U.S. younger than age 10 and were educated here have many views very close to native-born Americans. And one thing school is likely to do is to give young immigrants a leg up on one key to Americanization, learning English.
If you don't speak the language, it's really hard to get assimilated.
Sociologist and demographer with the University of Georgia, Doug Bechtel.
If you speak the language, you can do other things. You know, you can interact at the mall. You can go to the movies. You can read, you know, maybe you can read the newspaper. You pick up on these other things, whether it's conscious or unconscious, you're doing it. But if you don't speak the language, you can't. You're stuck.
Bechtel says living in a smaller community like the one Tommy found in Loganville may actually help immigrants assimilate better than those who choose to live in cities like Atlanta, Chicago, or New York. In places where immigrants find large numbers of people from their own country, for example, in Chinatowns, immigrants may not have to use their new language much at all, and that can make transitioning to America even more difficult. Xu Ji Sha came to Atlanta from Korea in 1988. His daughter Ching, who acts as our interpreter, was only 9 back then.
He says it was a really big surprise and he liked it because, you know, to him it seems like everything's so nice here. Even the air kind of seems, you know, better than Korea.
Sha is quick to say that his heritage is Chinese, although he was born in Korea. Sha's mother, who is 90 years old, emigrated from China to avoid the Second World War. His wife, Shou Ying Sha, has become a renowned chef here. Like 62% of East Asians surveyed in the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll, she says the opportunities to get ahead are better in the U.S. than in her country.
In Korea, we were kind of struggling, so they want to change the environment, kind of get a new start, because they heard that America is like the land of opportunities, you know, probably have a better chance here and have a new start.
The Shah say they came to the U.S. because the economy is better here. The schools are better. The poor are treated better. But like nearly half of all immigrants, this father of four thinks that one thing that is not better in this country is the strength of the family.
It's his opinion. He still thinks that his own way, in the Chinese way, too, for family value, is kind of more, not say better, but it's kind of useful than the American family values.
Evidence of the strength of this family can be seen by how much they work together. The Shah family owns this Chinese restaurant called Yanjing, and they own the plaza, too. It's open 365 days a year. Both daughters work in the dining room and at the front of the restaurant. Both sons work in the kitchen. The oldest is preparing fried rice. Ching Sha says it was not easy for her parents when they arrived here. They did not understand English. They never learned to speak it. They have worked hard all their lives.
In America, you only work 8 hours a day. You know, that's the average. But because they want to do everything themselves, they want to make sure that, you know, it's working for this business. So sometimes they don't even sleep. They work straight, you know, they don't even sleep for 3 days. So everything will work. And then, you know, we open here from 11 to 11. So we work, we stay here more than 12 hours. Every day. We open 365 days. We open even Christmas Day.
7 out of 10 immigrants say they work harder than other Americans. And it may be true. Many of the people we talked with say they came to America not because it would be easy, but to give their children a better life. And as these two families in Georgia demonstrate, for the children, a better life is an American life. 14-year-old Susan Tang from Loganville acts like a typical American teenager. She goes to school, talks with her friends about movies, music, and most of all, boys. It's more difficult for 25-year-old Ching Sha in Atlanta. She works all the time. This summer, she took her first vacation in 10 years. Sha says she realizes she doesn't want to work as hard as her parents did.
There are few people who are really, really working hard and they want this money, money, money. And then one day suddenly that person gets sick and die. Did you ever get to enjoy the money? You know, enjoy the life? No, you just die of hard working. That's it.
Assimilation doesn't always happen quickly, but it does tend to rub off on the children. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
You can find more about the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School Immigration Survey, including complete poll results, at npr.org.